The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Who is God? On Trinity Sunday, the Church asks us to reflect on this very important question. The Trinity is the distinctively Christian doctrine. Our belief in God differentiates us from secularists or Buddhists. Our belief in a personal God differentiates us from New Age mystics and Hindus. Our belief in the Trinity differentiates us from Jews, Muslims, and Unitarians. It is the great defining doctrine of Christianity. The doctrine itself comes from careful examination of what Jesus revealed to us. Jesus appeared on the scene some 2,000 years ago, and he announced that he had been sent by the Father. If you take it just that far, that made him more or less like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jeremiah, Elijah, any of the great heroes of Israel. But there is a strange something more in regard to Jesus. These other figures claimed to speak for God, but Jesus spoke and acted as God, in the very person of God. For example, when Jesus healed the paralytic, he said beforehand, "Your sins are forgiven." And those around him said, "Only God can forgive sins." And Jesus healed the paralytic man to show that he had the power to forgive sins, which meant that he must be God. Another difference would be that Jesus said a number of times things like, "Unless you love me more than your mother and father, more than your very life, you are not worthy of me." No prophet would ever say something like this, to give to himself that kind of personal centrality. But Jesus did. Jesus also said a number of things like, "You heard it was said, ... but I say to you," and what comes after "you've heard it was said" was a quote from the Old Testament, and even one or more of the Ten Commandments. So here Jesus is raising his words and thoughts above God's words given in the Old Testament. But again, only God himself could do that. No prophet would have dared to speak like that. Jesus got more explicit than that, though. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." To his hearers, this must have been shocking, even overwhelming. But in light of the resurrection, the first Christians realized that he is who he said he is. Somehow this Jesus was Son of God, which is to say, in the culture of that time, equal to the Father. Now, he had to be other than the Father, or the Father could not have sent him. But at the same time, he was at the same divine level as the Father. Things got even more complicated when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles at Pentecost. At the Last Supper, Jesus had spoken of an advocate, or a paraclete, whom he and the Father would send. At Pentecost, the apostles were clothed in a divine power. So they knew that power was not only of God, but it was God. And therefore, there seemed to be a Father, the one who sent Jesus, a Son, the one who was sent, and a Holy Spirit, the one who was sent by both the Father and the Son. All three divine, all three the one God of Israel, somehow. That's the data that was given. Now, it took the church several centuries to work its way to a clearer and more full understanding of this mystery, at least as far as human beings can do that. How the one God of Israel was also Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To us, that's not logical. This is not how we experience life. Okay, but some parts of it can be understood by looking at a little phrase found in the first letter of St. John, which is, God is love. Now, lots of religions and spiritualities would say that God loves, that love is one of God's attributes, that love is one of the things that God does. But that's not John's claim here. He says that God is love, through and through. That's the essence of God. That means there has to be in God a lover, a beloved, and a love. So intimately joined that they make up not three realities, but they are one reality, the one God. We say that they are the Father, who is the lover, the Son, who is the beloved, and the Holy Spirit, who is the love shared by Father and Son. While some of this may sound like highfalutin esoteric theology, we invoke the Trinity every time that we make the sign of the cross. And we do this in relation to the cross because the cross is the moment when the intensive unity of the three divine persons is on most vivid display. In the gospel today we hear, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. So here it is. God the Father so loved the world that he sent not just one more emissary, not just one more prophet or spokesperson, but he sent his only begotten Son. He sent the one he loved. So with that infinite, eternal love, he sent the Son that we might be gathered into his own divine life. And he sent him all the way down to get to us. That means he had to send him into time, into history, into the human condition with all of its limitations. But even that wasn't far enough. We could admire him for becoming one of us for a time and say, oh, yeah, he cares about us. And maybe it would make us feel better for a time. But the Father sent his Son even deeper into the overflowing vat of sin that we had concocted from the beginning. And he sent him into our ancient enemy, death. In other words, he sent him to the cross. And he did this out of love for us. He wanted to bring the divine life even into the darkest places of human experience. He wanted to hunt us down, even to the furthest limits of where we had wandered far from him, so as to gather us in to himself now. In this love relationship that we are called into, it was God who was the initiator, who made the first move. What remains then is our response to it.